With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no ceasefire between Israel and Hamas until some 240 hostages are released. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they want to bring home the people taken captive.
We have a shared determination, and that determination will not wane. We also are thinking every single moment of our hostages. So many Israelis, Americans, other nationals, and we are determined to do everything that we can to bring them back safely, to bring them back to be with their families and loved ones.
Blinken also echoed President Biden's calls for a brief halt in the fighting to address a worsening humanitarian crisis. President Biden welcomed leaders from countries across the Americas to an economic summit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a White House meeting with officials from a dozen countries across the Western Hemisphere, the president pledged to increase U.S. investment in the region.
To harness the incredible economic potential of the Americas and to make the Western Hemisphere the most economically competitive region in the world.
He did not specifically mention China in his opening remarks, but the White House is trying to counter Beijing's influence in the Americas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An autopsy suggests the mass shooter in Lewiston, Maine was alive and possibly on the run during a good portion of the huge search that followed his disappearance. The hunt for Army Reservist Robert Card led to community-wide shelter-in-place orders. The medical examiner's office released its conclusion Friday about Card's time of death. Card died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The October 25th shootings at a bar and bowling alley killed 18 people and wounded 13 others. This is SRN News. Homeschooling is surging in the U.S.
What used to be the province of a small group of mostly Christian families decades ago is now the fastest growing form of education in the country. According to numbers from the Washington Post, homeschooling is up 51% this year compared to an increase of 7% in private schooling and a 4% decline in kids attending public school. A lot of moms and dads are giving up on ever changing their local schools and taking over the job themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Idaho woman and her son have been charged with kidnapping after prosecutors say they took the son's minor girlfriend out of state to get an abortion. Police began investigating the duo earlier this summer after a 15-year-old girl's mother told authorities that her daughter had been sexually assaulted and later taken to Oregon to have an abortion. The procedure is banned in Republican-controlled Idaho at all stages of pregnancy and is legal in left-leaning Oregon. This is SRN News. Three passengers are suing Alaska Airlines, saying they suffered emotional distress after an off-duty pilot allegedly tried to shut down the engines of a Washington State to San Francisco flight in midair.
Charging documents say the pilot was riding in the cockpit's jump seat when he tried to pull two handles that would engage a fire suppression system and cut fuel to the engines. He was quickly subdued and the plane diverted safely to Portland, Oregon. Plaintiffs in the suit say he should not have been allowed in the cockpit because he was suffering from depression and lack of sleep. Alaska Airlines says it's reviewing the complaint, adding it applauds the crew members for responding quickly to the crisis. Rich Thomason reporting.
Archaeologists have unearthed more ancient ruins of what they believe was once a bustling port city named Chila, near the capital of modern-day Morocco. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.